For WMUK News, I'm Rebecca Thiel. The city of Albion is getting a new theater space. Two vacant buildings downtown will turn into a multi-use facility for both Albion College and the community. Supporters say they hope it will boost the local economy and revitalize the college's theater department.
My family thinks I'm nuts. Well, not exactly. My mother thinks I'm a little bit nuts, but I happen to think that she's nuts too, so there's no harm done there, right? I guess generally they're proud.
I think the key now is to just really keep it distinct from thought to thought.
So that's theater department chair Zach Fisher, giving student Victoria Guitry some pointers on her graduate school audition. Fisher says he wants his students to be able to go out into the world and have all the tools they need to succeed. He says right now, a lot of the college's theater equipment is 20 years old, and the general public rarely comes to see their plays.
At the end of the day, like, we are a theater that is on campus inside of a walled citadel-like complex. It's not exactly inviting to people from the community. It's not easy to find. And so despite all of our best efforts and advertising and yard signs and all the email blasts that we do, there is no substitute for having a venue that is right on the main drag of town.
Fisher says the theater department works hard to put on plays that are relevant today. Things like Clybourne Park and Public Enemy, a drama about a situation similar to the water crisis in Flint.
We have lights and music and costumes and fiction to make a lot of these themes a little more palatable, and people are much more willing to come to something like a play than they are to go to a confrontational town hall.
Though the details haven't been worked out yet, Fisher says artists of all kinds will be allowed to book the theater, not just students. That's because the theater is part of a much bigger goal, to revive Albion's downtown. Bill Dobbins is president of the Albion Reinvestment Corporation, a nonprofit that supports economic development in the city. He says, like many industrial areas, unemployment in Albion had ripple effects downtown.
And with its employment base went certain things as the hospital and local big box stores and downtown, no bakery, no hardware.
The Midland-based Rollin M. Gerstacker Foundation provided a $500,000 grant to Albion College for the theater. Thanks to the foundation, the city also has a new hotel and the Ludington Center, which houses Albion College's Institutes for Business and Public Policy. Dobbins says he hopes the theater will spur other development.
The more people that get in our downtown, the more vibrant it'll appear. We will be able to attract certain things, that events to that will support the hotel or support other entities or other businesses that are downtown.
Dobbins says it will also ensure that those two buildings next to the Bohm Theater will be put to good use.
Because frankly, if they're not utilized in some fashion, they're going to continue to deteriorate, and we're going to lose more of the buildings that make up our downtown.
In a press release, Gerstacker Foundation Vice President Alan Ott said, "If there's no community, there's no college." Albion Theater Department Chair Zach Fisher agrees.
You know, we can't just be a bubble. The students have to leave campus. There has to be something for them to experience once they walk off the manicured lawns of Albion College.
The theater is expected to open in 2019. For WMUK News, I'm Rebecca Thiel.